How do you know you have a particular spiritual gift? Well, we mentioned, I was a bit rushed at the end there, but we mentioned that as we do all of these things, the Spirit of God leads us into an area where we seem to have an added measure. We have joy in doing it, because according to the gift, so is the grace. God gives us grace to go along with that gift. So people will say to an elder's wife, I don't know how you do that. How do you let your husband go out in the evenings after he gets home from work? Well, God gives the grace, right? Somebody says to my wife, I don't know how you let your husband travel around the world and preach the word. Well, if God called my husband to do this, then God called me to do this. And he gives the grace for it, doesn't he? So it's the Lord is not a hard master, and he doesn't ask us to work at our own expense. Whatever ministry he's given us, he will give us the grace to do that ministry. But I think, too, as I mentioned earlier, there are older Christians who should be able to discern when someone has a certain gift, a certain ability in one area, and goes to them and says, young man, young woman, you've got some real ability in this area. I'd like to encourage you in this. I'd like to pray with you about this, that the Lord may be developing you in this area. That's a very, very inspiring thing. When other people start to notice that our gift is useful in the life of the local church. We wait too long, way too long, to encourage our young people in their service for God. In the Bible, you were 13, you became a man. A lot of places I go, you know, they don't think that the young people should do anything until they're 25 or 30 or, you know. They talk about the young people when they're in their 50s. Well, get over it. I mean, 35 is middle age. It's downhill from there. I mean, you're not going to live to 100. 50 is not middle age. Face up to it. Our young people, when they're in their teens, we should begin to develop them. They had me on the platform when I was 14 or 15, and they encouraged me, and we had lots of opportunity. We didn't start there. We start moving chairs and doing all sorts of things around the assembly. But everybody was responsible to train the next person coming along. When I was put as an understudy moving the chairs, you shouldn't have the old men moving the chairs in your assembly. Get the young people doing that. They can handle it. They may get the odd chair crooked, but you'll get over it. It'll be all right. That's the place to start learning, isn't it? Because if you get crooked lives, everybody's in trouble. You get a crooked chair, well, we'll get over it. That'll work out in the end. So you give people little tasks. That's what God did with Moses. Here's some four-legged sheep for 40 years. I'll give you guys some two-legged sheep a little bit later once you learn how to handle these. And that's how the Lord works with people. He gives them something that they can handle, and they learn the lessons, and then he moves them on to something else. So there was a brother a little older than I was, and he taught me how to do the chairs properly. And once he had taught me how to do the chairs, the elders moved him up to another job. He started to clean the emblems after the Lord's Supper. And then after a little while, I trained somebody, and then I moved up to something else. And they had us all moving along the little assembly line, learning tasks, learning faithfulness, learning how to be good servants in the local church, until eventually they began to see areas where we had ability. Now, I'm thankful in our assembly that they didn't say, we'll try you out on the platform, and if you blow it, we'll find something for you to do. That was never in their mind. They were taking young men out visiting, prison work, evangelism on the street, all sorts of ministries. And as we were doing all these things, they would say, you know, you've got some ability in this. You should apply yourself to this. And so we began to see early on in our lives the direction the Lord was taking us. So I think that's how it ought to be. And I think we can help one another in discovering what our gift is. In other words, if I benefited from your gift, then I should be able to tell you that. And that will be an encouragement to you.